Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen. Welcome to the first Frank Allen Interviews section of the podcast Cast in Wax. I'm going to be interviewing people involved in Welcome to the Waxwork, either people who acted in it, people who worked behind the scenes, people who were characters in it, people who, anything, all sorts of different things. Who knows? Who knows what I'm going to do? It's going to be crazy. I'm crazy. Ah, crazy. For this very first interview, we have Jordan's wife, Devin. Now, Devin has been married to Jordan for a while now, so she was involved in a lot of the waxwork stuff and was a witness to a lot of the things. We're going to hear about that. Say hello to everybody, would you?
Hello, everybody.
So, what is your connection to Welcome to the Waxwork?
Well, I've been there from the very beginning, since its inception. I remember when Jordan's always been very creative, and he likes to make songs and comics and stories, and he wanted sort of a place to display them. So Welcome to the Waxwork actually started as a website, but once he was involved in the radio, he wanted to do a radio show. He wanted to do stories on the radio, sort of like old-timey, but, you know, newer. And it was interesting, because even though the radio had a radio theater department, they didn't do much radio theater. So Jordan wanted to sort of revitalize that, and he basically got a whole bunch of his friends to be involved.
Okay, well, that's enough tooting of Jordan's horn. What did you do?
Well, I mean, I was part of the website at the beginning. I had poems and I had a collage. I had a really great collage, actually. I think it's still up there.
Well, but the collage is not going to be... You can't hear it on the radio.
No, you're just talking about the radio. It's just Welcome to the Waxwork is so much bigger than just the radio, if you ask me. But if we're just talking about the radio, the tractor fiction actually came almost entirely from me, because the Chick Tracks are all mine. He didn't even really know about Chick Tracks before me, but I was the one who was very interested in Chick Tracks, and I have quite the collection. And it's from this collection that he chose comics.
Okay. So you're... What you're trying to say is you're a fundamentalist Christian.
No, I enjoy them to laugh at them, not to...
You collect something you think is stupid?
Like, yeah.
How is that sensical?
I didn't realize there was a sensicility requirement.
All right. So you voice acted in the show. I heard you in the first episode there, you played the narrator, right?
Yeah. For the first tractor fiction, I know Jordan, he feels that all everything with waxwork is, you know, sort of came from his brain and from his invention, but the tracks were all mine. So I very much feel tractor fiction is a Devin thing. So I wanted to narrate the first one because I feel very attached to them.
Well, little did either of you realize it's a Frank Allen thing, because I took it over and I made it better than either of you could have possibly.
It's good to have your own opinions there, Frank.
It's not an opinion, it's a fact. But moving on, well, who else did you play in the shows? I mean, you played this narrator. Who else did you play?
Well, in Epic Echoes, I played Molly. And that was fun. Let me see. In Saint Red, I played Allison. In Decker and Hayes, I played several characters. It was always interesting because I cannot do other voices. I can really only do my voice. And so I would try really hard to do other accents for things, and I kind of sucked at it.
Well, Jordan doesn't do really other voices. He sounds like himself as the Jack.
No, he does. He puts on a little something for the Jack. You know, he brings it up. He makes it a little chirpy. I can't really do that.
But everybody can tell it's him. Sounds like the same guy.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, to be honest, Jordan doesn't act a whole heck of a lot. He's really busy. He's more of a, you know, administrator of the whole shebang.
All right. Well, so of all the roles that you played, what was your favorite one, and why is that?
Definitely Molly was my favorite. I think because I really enjoyed the story, and I really enjoyed being part of it. She had a great emotional range. People wrote her really well, and she'd get really angry sometimes, or she'd cry, and it definitely stretched my acting abilities. And I tried my best to fill the role well and do credit to the writing. I like the parts where she got angry best, though, because I got to yell.
Were you ever involved in this thing called This Day in History?
Yes, sometimes. Not as much as some people, but sometimes they would drag me out there.
Total nonsense, right? Totally stupid?
It was fun to do.
Yeah, but it's malarkey. It's fake. It's nonsense and it's fake and no one should listen to it, right?
Well, I think anything I'm in, people should listen to.
Okay, but I mean, it's fake. It's nonsense. It's bad.
No, it's not bad. You know, it gives a lot of really good life lessons through alternate history. And Rory's kind of cute in person.
I'm sorry. Is this relevant? How is that relevant?
No, you were just asking if it you know, had any worth. And, you know, it was sort of fun to do. And it was kind of fun to, you know, meet Rory and all that. He has that accent. There's just something about accents.
And now, actually, we do have a bit of reader mail wrote in with a question. So let me read this here. It says, my understanding is that during the recording of Welcome to the Waxwork, all the things being described by the narrators and such were actually being physically acted out by all of the acting participants. Is this correct?
Absolutely. Of course. I mean, if you want to keep it true to the story, if you want to be able to express and emote properly, it's sort of like method acting, except, you know, instead of the method acting where you keep your character even when you're not acting, it's that you go the extra level for radio acting.
So in that episode of Tractor Fiction, I wasn't there, but in that episode, when Sue Blaine threw a Bible at Janie, that was true. It wasn't a special effect. Actually threw, hefted a Bible through it.
Yeah, I was really surprised that she brought her own Bible. I wasn't expecting that level of commitment. And man, and what a shiner that caused too. Bibles are heavy. Especially, you know, they have those hard edges if they're hardcover.
Well, I think that was the point, right?
Yeah, you know, if you want a really good thwopping noise of you know, Bible hitting flesh, sometimes you gotta do it. Bible on flesh. It gets trickier when, you know, there are things that involve, like, shooting people, you know, other really horrible violence we've done, tracks about human sacrifice and things like that. And sometimes we had, you know, a hard time getting actors to come back because they were nervous. But it's really all for the good of the show. And it's important to keep that kind of integrity in mind.
That's good of you to say. Unfortunately, the script for this interview says it ends with me shooting you.
I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
Wait, hang on.
Be right back!
Unfortunately, that was the end of the interview, and hopefully we'll see her again. She's all right. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the very first Frank Allen interview. There will be more.